Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 27, 2024, the $135,000 and a wig edition. That is certainly the most unique title I've ever had for a Daily Compliance News, and it comes to us from the Washington Post, which reports that prosecutors in South Africa allege that the parliamentary speaker took $135,000 and a wig and bribes. Yes, the wig was way over the top. He hasn't been arrested or charged, and prosecutors spoke at a court hearing over her claims that the authorities hadn't properly informed her of the allegations or followed correct procedure in the case. So, very strange indeed. Don't forget that wig. Next up, from ESPN, it reports that the ex-head of the Chinese Football Association has been sentenced to life in prison for accepting more than $10 million in bribes. The sentence came down in the wake of probes of more than a dozen high-level Chinese football officials, their football, not ours, who had done tremendous damage to Chinese football. The sport is long grappled with corruption, and that happened in China as well. Next up, from the Associated Press, or the AP, for those who are hip, a former Hungarian insider has released audio tapes, which he say is proof in the corruption of the authoritarian government of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. So no word about his magma hat wearing friends in the United States, but if the tapes are true, puts one more hiccup in him, although since he is an authoritarian, he doesn't care about what people think. And our final story comes to us from Al Jazeera, which really has some very interesting reporting from time to time. And in a very troubling story, they said that conflict, climate, low demand for jobs, and corruption is a major enabler driving the growth of people smuggling trade in Southeast Asia. That, of course, includes human trafficking. So when you think about the cost of corruption and people claim corruption is really a victimless crime, that's not true. Corruption is a worldwide scourge. The UN estimates that $3 trillion is lost to the global economy annually because of bribery and corruption, and now human trafficking as well. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.